Good morning. 39 degrees, 10 minutes after 8 o'clock right here on Palmetto Mornings. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Hello to our AM 1340 listeners, those watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live, and those also listening on the free WRHI app.
You know what day it is?
It's Friday.
Yeah, it's not hump day.
It's not hump day.
It's Valentine's Day.
Okay, I got that memo.
Yes, I know. It's Valentine's Day. That's funny, right?
Okay, all right.
Yeah, but it's also, there's a feeling in the air that just, I don't know, is I keep feeling spring. You know?
Well,
what is that?
It's because the Come See Me Festival is right around the corner. Yesterday,
awesome.
The big logo unveiling for this year's festival, and we have the festival chair for the 2020 year joining us on Palmetto Mornings. Welcome Susan Golder to Palmetto Mornings, and good morning to you, Susan.
Good morning to both of you. Happy Valentine's Day as well.
Likewise.
Thank you.
Well, congratulations on this year's design. I know a big part of being chair is when you officially unveil the logo, because it represents a little bit about the festival, but some of your personality, mm-hmm. but also knows that officially the countdown is on for the Come See Me
Yes,
festival.
It's here. Yes.
We love it. We've been talking ever since.
Really good.
This is kind of like your first impression, I think, mm-hmm. of what your, you know, as chair, mm-hmm. your Come See Me is going to be like.
Yes.
So congratulations. You're off to a very strong start.
Thank you so much.
Well, walk us through, if you can, the process. If you're looking at us right now on Facebook Live and Comporium Cable Channel 103, we're showing you this year's logo. But how did you come up with this design? What's that process like?
Sure. It's probably, and I said this yesterday at the logo unveiling, that was probably one of my most favorite things to do. And it's one of the first things you do as chair. So you sit down, you work very closely. It's a collaborative effort with the Vernon Grant Committee. And they are there to help support you and make sure that your design matches Vernon's artistic work and history and those types of things. So they are a wonderful group of people. So I initially, knowing I was going to be chair, I thought, I really want to come up with something, kind of have a theme to the whole festival. So I thought, I'd really love to do a patriotic glen. We have not had a patriotic glen in so long. So I started looking through ideas and came up with a few, you know, different elements. Essentially, you first pick the glen that you would like to use. A glen can only be used every 12 years. There's 30 glen designs that you can choose from. So I first picked the glen. Then you can add additional elements that Vernon's artwork for Come See Me to the design. So then I sat down, started putting some things together, and then I got a phone call, and it was saying, we are really, really close to winning the All-America City Award. I think you might want to think about that a little bit. So, of course, I ran back, mm-hmm. poured through all of the designs again, and Vernon actually had drawn a shield, and it was his version of the All-America City Award shield. So I thought, this is too perfect.
Wow.
So I'm putting those two together, and this logo was actually used in 1971 to celebrate the 1969 All-America City Award, the very first one.
Isn't that something?
Isn't it great that folks looking at this, they say, oh, it looks good, but the history behind it to within the festival, within its ties to Rock Hill, I mean, so much more.
Yeah, it's so much history. I know, and I love to sort of, I love that, I mean, this is the 57th annual Come See Me coming up this year, so it's amazing how much history we have. It's so rich in history. It has such a great legacy. So I think bringing some of those elements back in is just such an exciting thing. At the logo unveiling yesterday, I invited three wonderful women who've all had an influence in my life at some point, who wrote the Come See Me song that I know that y'all play during the Come See Me Festival, and I love that. But it's one of my favorite things. I remember it when I was a child living in Rock Hill. So I invited them to come back and perform the song, the Come See Me song from 1987.
Wow.
At yesterday's logo unveiling. So they did an outstanding job. Just wonderful people.
Fantastic. We're speaking with Susan Golder. She is the 2020 Come See Me Chair. with Come See Me here? Everyone's always curious what's new. What can we expect with this year's festival?
So I really wanted to focus on what we do really well in the festival and really enhance all of those things. So we've made a few kind of tweaks to some things. So one thing that we're going to be doing is yesterday the logo unveiling was at the Sports Complex Event Center, which is a spectacular venue for Rock Hill. I mean, it really is just an incredible sight to see. Those hardwood floors are incredible. But anyway, it was really great to have everybody in that space, which is a big change for us. We've always done the logo unveiling at a different location. Mm-hmm. So moving it to this new location was something really exciting. Then we will have, as far as the festival, we have moved Healthy Kid Zone to 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. So last year it was at a 10 a.m. start time, but this year it will be at 9 a.m. And we did that to hopefully help you plan out your day to spend sort of the whole day with us. So you can do the road races first thing in the morning, starting at 7:30. Then you can head over to Healthy Kid Zone, come back over to the Winthrop Lake area for the Mayor's Frog Jump, Gourmet Gardens, and then Hops at the Park. So it's really a fun-filled day. So we definitely did that. We did a little bit of a different setup as far as the Hops at the Park event. We're going to have it operate a little bit more like Beach Bash in that the check-in will be a little more streamlined. It'll be all cash this year. We did pre-sale tickets online last year, but I think it works a little bit better if we do the cash and sort of move folks through pretty fast.
Okay.
The parade for this year is it's an all-American celebration. So again, fitting in with the patriotic theme. Other things, we just really tried to tighten up some of the things that we do, so we're doing them really well. Gourmet Gardens this year will have a little bit of a different feel. We're going to have 15 food trucks, so kind of changing the vendors that we've had in years past to really go into food trucks. That's something that's so popular with so many people and gives such a good menu options for folks of trying different foods and new things.
And it looks like you've really, in terms of social media, that has changed a lot in terms of just where people go to get their information. And, of course, you can follow – excuse me. Oh, that's the marimba. You can follow on Twitter.
It's Glenn the
on
Frog
the gram. I know. Oh, Glenn, we were just talking about you.
I know.
Were your ears burning?
That is so
true. Wait, frogs have ears.
I don't think so.
Were your flippers?
We're not great at math this morning. We didn't nail that.
But I do think it's great that you've got all bases covered. Yes. So, you know, anybody that maybe hasn't gotten one of these fantastic programs, they can also have a way to go and keep up with the day-to-day and maximize to enjoy as much as Come See Me as you possibly can.
Absolutely. It's a total of 80 events during 10 days. So it's quite intense. So you can pick up a festival guide around town. They'll be in, now that the logo has been unveiled, we can distribute those out to area businesses. You can pick up one of those, or you can also download the Come See Me app, which is sort of like a festival guide in your pocket and allows you to get all of the updates, all of the events. It even has very specific updates to it, like weather and band and those types of things.
So, and if you have the app, do you have to reload it every year, or is it?
If you downloaded it last year for the 2019 festival, it will be updated to the 2020 automatically.
Okay. So, got it right there. All right. Well, Susan Golder, happy Come See Me. I know the next couple of weeks leading up to the big date of launch, April the 16th, will seem so far away, but yet so close. And of course, once the festival is here, you're on.
You're on.
That's
absolutely.
It. But you've been preparing for almost 2 years, 3 years for this, and we're under great leadership. Susan Golder, again, is the 2020 Come See Me chair. This year's logo is officially out. Go out there and see it and get ready for Come See Me.